Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining our fourth quarter 2018, fiscal year 2018 results presentation conference call. From JB Auto, we have Dr. Ralph Gabour, CEO, presenting the fourth quarter 2018, fiscal year 2018 results. I will hand over to Dr. Gabour for his presentation, then we will have a question and answer session. Dr. Gabour, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining our results call for the full year and fourth quarter 2018. Ladies and gentlemen, despite the challenges faced throughout the year, and particularly during the last quarter, our group's strong performance in 2018 is reflective of an overall recovering market. We delivered double-digit volume growth for the full year across all lines of business and have reversed the previous year's losses with accelerating profitability. Our success was driven by management's ability to tailor a product and sales mix well-suited to capitalize on the market's uptrend, while simultaneously extracting higher value through operational and working capital efficiencies. JB Auto's consolidated revenue was up a strong 46% in 2018 to approximately 26 billion pounds. Our gross profit nearly doubled to 3.6 billion pounds, and we recorded a net profit of 515 million pounds for the year versus a loss of 667 million in 2017. These impressive results come despite the pullback in demand during the fourth quarter of 2018, as consumers were anticipating a phase-out of customs duties on European passenger car imports starting January 2019. Demand slowed, and our PC volumes declined 15% year-on-year in Q4 2018, typically the second strongest quarter for our industry. Nonetheless, JB Auto sold a total of 37,375 units in 2018, up 19% and accompanied by a shift to higher margin vehicles. JB Auto continues to hold the largest share of the passenger car market at 25.4% as at year-end 2018. Management, however, is cognizant about the adverse effects these new regulations will have on our industry in the coming months, and we are working to leverage JB Auto's adaptive and versatile business model to turn new challenges into opportunities. Our strategy will see us continue driving growth at our passenger car line of business by optimizing and realigning our portfolio to new market dynamics. In that regard, we will grow our CKD offerings during the second half of 2019, and we will expand our CBU portfolio to stay ahead of the competition. Overall, the auto and auto-related segment delivered a 26.7% growth in revenues in Q4 2018 and a faster 46.5% growth on a full-year basis. The segment's bottom line for 2018 turned a positive 137.5 million pounds. Segment growth was also supported by strong performance at our two and three-wheelers line of business. Three-wheeler volumes are breaking record highs with almost 98,000 units sold in 2018, while our motorcycle division almost tripled its volumes and is on track to its historical levels. I remain confident in the line of business potential going forward in light of its economic and job-creating role and our group's localized manufacturing capabilities and growing after-sales service. Our line of business in the Egyptian auto and auto-related segment showed a top-line growth across the board, coupled with healthy margins, where we had increased volumes in each line of business that helped us being in the leadership position in some of them, such as tires. I'm also bullish on the prospects of our Iraqi operation, where both the passenger cars and the two and three-wheelers are delivering volume-driven growth supported by improving profitability. Total division revenues were up over 35% in 2018 to 4 billion pounds, and we are expecting a strong growth trajectory in 2019. Our strategy for the line of business will see us accelerate the expansion of our after-sales network for both divisions and work to replicate the success we have achieved in Egypt. At GB Capital, all our financing subsidiaries delivered strong top-line growth in 2018 that helped drive a consolidated 51.4% increase in revenues to £5.1 billion, as well as 39.3% increase in the bottom line, reaching approximately £360 million. GB Capital's loans and receivables portfolio stood at £8.1 billion at the close of the year, after our £355 million securitization that took place in the third quarter, up a strong 41% versus the £5.8 billion in 2017. Our portfolio health remains intact, with non-performing loans at 1.2% and with NPL coverage ratio of 212%. During the year of 2018, the segment had strengthened its financial position and the quality of its loan portfolio, finalized the sale of minority stakes in Mashruei and Tasahid to private equity investors, DBI, to help unlock new growth potential, and closed the first securitization transaction at GBDs. Heading into 2019, I'm very optimistic about this business potential and more so our ability to capitalize on this fast-growing market. Ladies and gentlemen, a key theme for our group in 2019 will be maximizing efficiency. Across all business lines, we are pushing for optimum working capital management as we seek to further streamline our operations and extract higher value from a growing top line. Optimized inventory levels, efficient receivables collection, extended payables terms, and prudent cash management are all areas that we are tightening and that will help transfer increased value down our income statement. The key takeaway is that after having succeeded in driving revenue growth and margin recovery, we are now shifting management's focus to growing our profitability and delivering shareholder value creation. Our guidance for 2019 will see us delivering over 25% revenue growth in auto and auto-related business lines, with a gross profit margin over the 10%. At GB Capital, we expect a bottom line increasing by over 30% after minority. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I will conclude my remarks for today. We now open the call up to your questions. Operator, please.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star 1 to ask a question. We pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. Again, press star 1 to ask a question. Dr. Gabor, there appears to be no questions at this time. Please continue.
Give it a couple of a minute or something.
Give it a minute, and maybe they come up with some questions.
Sure, we could do that. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We'll take a first question from Hadil Esmari at RKM Capital. Please go ahead. Your line's open.
Hi, everyone, and thanks for holding the call. I just had a quick question. I didn't catch your target growth for GB Capital for revenue growth for 2019. You advised for 25% revenue growth in the O2 and O2-related business, but I didn't catch the growth target for GB Capital.
Yeah. Guidance.
We guided on the bottom line. The bottom line will increase by 30% after minority.
Okay.
You want
thank
the guidance
you.
On the top line?
Yes, please.
Top line, عندك يا أحمد.
The top line,
Obviously, we don't have the number. We'll get back to you.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you find that your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. We'll take our next question from Sarah Alawi at Capital Investments. Please go ahead. Your line's open.
Hi. Can you shed more light on the regulations that will affect the auto part of the business, please?
There are no new regulations. The only change which happened at the beginning of the year with the full implementation of the European Partnership Agreement and the elimination of the last 12% custom duties which European cars were paying. But otherwise, we do not expect any further changes now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Gada Ala at CI Capital. Please go ahead, your line's open.
Hi everyone, and thank you for the call. So can you give us some more light on what are your expectations for the auto business in terms of the passenger cars volumes for 2019? I think there are a lot of uncertainty in the market right now in the first quarter with all what's happening in terms of pricing and the domestic campaign, the electrost, and no one can actually right now have like an accurate picture in terms of what's happening for demand and so on. So that's one point on the market, and also on competition. So basically we're seeing more and more European brands rolling out models in actually categories that are at a different price level, which is more or less closer to what GB is operating in. So would like to get your view on that.
Let me start by telling you some good news. We started witnessing from late February a clear improvement in the market demand. This improvement is accelerating. We are watching it in both our showrooms, walk-in, and our finance arm drive, the number of applications and number of cases which are being finalized. So obviously the campaign of Let It Rust took its time and now it's phasing out. We expect the market to get back to full recovery by April this year. So the other good news from my perspective is that slow demand during the last quarter, which was in anticipation of the European zero customs, and during the first 2 months of this year, this demand is not gone. This demand is there. And it tells me that the period from April to end of summer will be compensation time for that demand. So you should expect a brilliant demand compensating for the loss of sales during the past few months. Having said that, I will let Nader, who is the deputy CEO, answer your question about
volumes. Hello everyone. We still, as Dr. Hook mentioned, we're still adamant that the total market demand in 2019 will be in the range of 160,000 to 170,000 units on the back of the pent-up demand coming in from Q4 of last year and Q1 of this year. Having said that, passenger cars in Egypt. Last year, we delivered a volume of 37,000 units. We expect in 2019 to maintain the same volume of 38,000 units, and this is while taking into account that we phased out one of our major CKD models, which is the Verna, during the end of last year, and it contributed to about 7 or 8,000 units in last year's total volume. So we are growing our, although we are maintaining the total passenger car volume this year, we are growing volumes from different models that were not existent last year. I hope this answers your question.
Yes, thank you very much.
Let me try to answer the first question about the finance business revenue before elimination. In 2018 was 5.1 billion. We expect a growth of 23.5% in top line to 6.2 billion in 2019.
Before elimination.
Before elimination. Any further questions?
There's one more question in the queue. It comes from Nitin Sagal at Cora. Please go ahead. Your line's open.
Hi, thank you for the time. Could you just provide maybe a view on where you think ROEs can be in the GB Capital business long term, and also what leverage, portfolio leverage, you're comfortable with? I think we're seeing debt to equity today around just under 4x. So what level of leverage and then return on equity do you think is reasonable to assume long-term?
Ahmed Osama is with you.
Okay. Concerning the leverage, we are operating for the factoring company and for the leasing company with the leverage as per the regulator up to 9x. And for the microfinance company, we are allowed to leverage up to 10x. However, our expectations or our reality that we are going to follow, we will not exceed 6 to 7x leverage by any time. Currently, our leverage is below 4x for the consolidated of GB Capital, and we are all the time monitoring the leverage. We have already started the securitization in GB Lease, and other financial business companies will follow in 2019 so that we can keep all the time our leverage to the lowest possible as per our acceptable limit. Concerning the return on average equity, our actuals for 2017 was above 40%. However, during 2018, due to some accounting treatment in the consolidated level, our return on average equity has fallen to be only 30%. However, we are expecting it to get back to the normal level above 35% to 40% starting from 2019.
Okay, thank you. And just to clarify on the ownership, so for Mastroi and Tasahil now, GB Capital owns 65% post-transaction, and
yes,
the other businesses, is it 100%?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much, and all the best for the year ahead.
Thank you.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. The next question is from Yasser Al-Ghani at Jari Investment. Please go ahead. Your line's open.
Hi. Thanks for the call and congratulations for the good set of results. Just one question. Can you share some KPIs in terms of profitability for Mashroi and Tasahil as compared to the other financial division?
KPI is for Mashroi and Tasahil profitability.
Usually we report on the consolidated level of GB Capital, but however, as a general guideline for the two companies, definitely the microfinance companies are having a spread or net interest margin which is definitely higher than the other businesses, so they are having a double digit spread for their portfolio, which is not usually the case for other the leasing or the factoring companies. So definitely the profitability for the microfinance companies are relatively higher, putting into consideration that it's labor extensive and it's totally, we are talking about more than 350 branch and units, so number of employees are exceeding 7,000 employees. So this is what the indications that we can give about the two companies.
Thanks for that. Can you give some color on the growth profile of these two companies going forward?
Relatively, you can say that it's more than 30% of the total portfolio of GB Capital.
Growth
in portfolio? Definitely, you will see huge increase in
profitability. Is about, I would say, 40%.
Yes.
We expect a growth of 40% in the profitability of Mashour Entertainment this year.
And growth in the loan book, if you can get some numbers on that.
We could get back. One moment. Over 30% growth in portfolio.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Gadala, CI Capital. Please go ahead. Your line's open.
Yes, thank you. Just one follow-up question from my side on the O2 margins. So basically now you're guiding for lower margins than 2018 on the whole O2 platform. So that comes despite actually phasing out the Verna, which I think was mostly loss-making. So is that basically because of the increasing competition from European brands, and are you cutting your prices more? Should we expect more price cuts over the coming quarters?
That's basically on the account that we had to reposition our non-European origin vehicles in order to remain competitive after receiving certain price support from suppliers. So although we had slashed down prices by an average of 5% on non-European origin vehicles, we are looking at a slight, even less reduction in margin given the price support that we have seen. Having said that, I personally do not expect any further price reductions. In fact, we are looking at increasing prices the moment the market starts coming back.
Okay, thank you very much. And can you give us an update on the Dreamers?
Yeah,
we are currently, we have a General Assembly later this month to take the approval of the Assembly for the merger of RGI in GB Auto. Immediately upon finalizing this, which should happen in the last quarter of this year, we will start working on the demerger of GB Capital from GB Auto, which we expect would take another 1 year max.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There appears to be no further questions. You may continue.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for joining the call and hope to be able to give you even better results next quarter. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.